The Bush administration is expected to help defend an affirmative action program before the U.S. Supreme Court. Sources say the Justice Department will file a brief in support of a federal contracting program by the end of the week. That makes some conservatives angry. They say the Bush administration is missing an opportunity to roll back racial preferences. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
It's a case that won't go away. Back in 1990, Randy Pesch and his company, Adirond Constructors, made a bid to build guardrails along a federal highway. Pesch, who's white, was the lowest bidder, but a minority firm won the contract because the federal program favored disadvantaged businesses. Pesch sued, and in 1995, he won in the U.S. Supreme Court. The court said when it comes to government contracts, the government cannot use race as a factor unless it has a compelling interest to favor minorities, undoing past discrimination, for example, and the program is narrowly tailored to meet those goals. So the Transportation Department rewrote regulations to make the program more narrowly tailored, and the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals approved. But Pesch still felt unfairly excluded, and he sued again. The Supreme Court will hear the case this fall. Pam Carlin is a civil rights expert at Stanford Law School.
There's a kind of Goldilocks quality to these arguments, which is one side will say, well, you're not taking race into account enough if race isn't taken into account, and the other side will say you're taking it into account too much, and the question is, what's just right?
For the Bush administration, which takes a dim view of affirmative action programs, it's a dicey question indeed. But sources say the Department of Justice will argue that the program is constitutional. The brief is still in draft form, but it's been described to Clint Bullock at the Institute for Justice, and he says the government has crafted a narrow argument that is not intended to be a broad endorsement of affirmative action.
The administration in its brief has looked at specific efforts to tailor the program as narrowly as possible, and these types of factors are rarely present in other racial preference types of cases. So if the court were to embrace the administration's position, it would be an exceedingly narrow one.
Other conservatives aren't so sure. Roger Clegg at the Center for Equal Opportunity says if the Bush administration does indeed come down on the side of affirmative action, it will be something of a bait and switch.
It would be a betrayal. President Bush himself in the past has said that he opposes the use of racial and ethnic preferences.
In addition, Solicitor General Theodore Olson, who will argue for the government, took a stand against affirmative action when he was a private lawyer. But Pam Carlin at Stanford says when he joined the federal government, Olson's personal views had to be put on hold.
One of the jobs of the Solicitor General's office is not just to serve the interests of this particular executive branch administration, but also to represent Congress effectively. And Congress, just like the executive, is a client, in a sense, of the Solicitor General. So I think it's a bad thing when the Solicitor General doesn't defend the constitutionality of federal statutes unless he is really, really certain that the statute is unconstitutional.
Moreover, even conservatives say it would create havoc in the legal system if the government switched sides every time a new administration took power. For that reason, Clint Bullock says many conservatives are not reading too much into the department's stand in this case, but they will be keeping an eye on future cases. For example, in several suits, white students are challenging the admissions policies at universities. Those cases will give a better clue as to where the Bush administration stands. In the meantime, Roger Clegg says the Adirond case could alienate Mr. Bush's conservative base.
We'll be very disappointed, we'll be very angry, and there will be political consequences.
Clegg says it reminds him of when George Bush Sr. said, "Read my lips, no new taxes." Clegg says that became a rallying cry for angry conservatives when Mr. Bush then reversed course. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.